Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The news broke yesterday, and there's been no denials.
None.
And they've actually told some of their television partners that, yeah, Texas and Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, will probably be entering the SEC.
They want to join. That's been reported. They
yes.
want in the club. They
yes.
want to join the SEC. Do you like this? Because I absolutely hate this.
It kind of sucks. But if you could tell me you could take two teams out of the SEC, I wouldn't have a problem. The problem I have with it is, look, we kind of knew this was going to happen for years. I mean, you kind of thought you'd have four super conferences, and it just shows how the Big Ten, I'm sorry, I know you love the New York media, I know you love the DC media, but this is where the Big Ten should have had the foresight and be proactive instead of reactive, and said, you know what, we should go after Texas and Oklahoma now, and forget about Rutgers and Maryland. This is, I mean, the biggest brand, to, no matter what you think about Texas, they're kind of like, you know, Michigan in a
Michigan
way.
Michigan South, yeah.
Okay. But they still have a huge brand. It's a great school, great football tradition. Oklahoma speaks for itself. This is something the Big Ten should have done for a while.
Geographically, though, it makes more sense for them in the SEC, does it not? With Texas button up right against Louisiana and the Gulf and
travel and all that. But geographically,
oh, clearly that
nothing.
Whole thing has been thrown out the window.
Exactly.
And all this. But Stoney, what I don't understand.
I mean,
you have
Syracuse in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
For crying out loud. What I don't understand, though, is Texas's motivation to join this. I get it. There's probably more money in the SEC, but correct me if I'm wrong. Texas isn't hurting for dollars.
No, they have their own network.
With an expanded playoff coming, doesn't this make it harder for them to be competitive when they join a meat grinder down there? If you can't win the Big 12.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to say, well, at 9-3, we got a better chance of making the playoffs in the SEC. Why are you resigning yourself to a 9-win football? Like, I just don't understand this from Texas's perspective.
And their basketball, you know, team, now they have Chris Beard there. They're
right.
going to probably be very good and compete against Kansas in the Big 12.
Makes sense of this for me. Why would Texas and Oklahoma want to join the SEC? And if it's just about money, they make a lot of money. This makes them less competitive for a national championship to join that conference.
I know this is hard to believe. Maybe it's not about money. Maybe it's about prestige. And maybe they could sit there and say, we're going to join the SEC. And the Big 12 is going to just go away.
Well, absolutely. And that you start looking at where are those teams going to go, and does the Big 10 need to step in and clean up the scraps?
The Big 10 needs to go to Notre Dame, or somebody who leads college football or college athletics needs to tell Notre Dame, here's the deal. You either join the Big 10 or you don't play, you know, major college football. I'm sorry.
Guys, this is about money. Don't go. Paul Feinbaum made an outstanding point last night. First off, he thinks this is happening.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks this is way down the road and it wouldn't have come out, and they're going to have to do something to make A&M happy, so be it. But the Big 12 does not have a television network. Now, I know Texas has a television network of their own, but come on. It does nothing what a conference television network can do. This would make the SEC network such a power. They're also going to the ESPN in the next couple years on a new huge mega TV deal. And guess what? It's the brilliance of the SEC. First one in.
Yes.
To the mega expansion.
First to 16. They're going to be the first 16-team conference in college football. No, I understand the money's there, and I don't mean to like minimize that. I know they do they play these games to make money. But if you're Texas football, do you want to win a national title ever?
Yeah, but you're also thinking, all right, Saban is not going to be around forever. You have to go up against, you know, Texas A&M in your own state, which is not going to be easy because Jimbo's doing a pretty good job. LSU, who knows how good they're going to be for, you know, they're not going to be a perennial good team. Georgia, who knows? I mean, because they believe in their brand so much, even as much as, if not more than Michigan, that they think, hey, we got Sarkisian too. We can sit there and get recruits. We can recruit like the SEC.
This may help in recruiting.
Yes,
because
they're part of the SEC.
And they're probably looking at A&M going, we want some of what A&M's got since they joined the SEC.
Yeah.
It's something you got to digest if you're a college football fan, but I do think there's a Big Ten angle here with Big Ten Media Day starting today. It's the response from the conference. Do they go out and try to poach two teams to make them a 16-team conference?
So who are the teams? Notre Dame has to be one,
Stoney, they don't want to be in the Big Ten. They want to be in the ACC.
Okay, so.
So yeah. What do you do? Now, what are you
poaching? Who are you poaching? Are you poaching Missouri?
They're in the SEC.
I know.
Colorado, they're already in the Pac-12. Now, you could steal from some of these conferences. You don't have to play nice, but I want to ask people that question, too. We're in Big Ten country. Who are the two teams, if you're going to keep up in the so-called arms race or make an attempt before everybody picks this carcass clean, who are the two teams you'd call to join the Big Ten?
Are you better off, okay, if you're suggesting, take Notre Dame off the table for the Big Ten, are you better off staying at 14 than getting some West Virginia or Virginia Tech or something like that? But West Virginia is in the SEC.
No, they're in the Big 12.
Big 12.
Meaning they're going to be, I know, geographics. We mentioned this earlier. Geographics don't apply in college football anymore. And that's part of what I don't like about this, too, is I like when you had these geographic regions and now they're going to spill into an expanded playoff. That all made sense to me. The super conferences are coming is the takeaway. And if the Big Ten wants to be a super conference, 16 looks to be the number. So 248-539-9797. Do you have two schools you'd want to add? And I know Stoney's going to focus on Notre Dame. I think that is the home run if they would come to the Big Ten. But I think history tells us they don't want to join the conference.
The telephone number 248-539-9797. Oklahoma and Texas rumored, heavily suggested, yeah, it's going to probably happen. We're going to join the SEC. That'll make it 16 teams. We're going to have four 16-team conferences eventually. So we're asking, what should the Big Ten do? And I mentioned, you know, Rutgers and Maryland, you know, the fact that what the Big Ten should have done earlier was get Oklahoma and Texas. But, you know, the Rutgers and Maryland thing in particular, and as our good buddy Rico Beard has pointed out, he texted me, he's right, because, you know, I have family lives in a lot of the cities over there. Big Ten networks on basic cable in all through
all
the Northeast.
Yep.
And that is huge.
Well, that's dollars. Now you go to advertisers.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. So
but
that's
you didn't
a big
get the
thing.
Best football teams.
Right.
Maybe this is a chance for a bit of a do-over. You're not going to get Oklahoma or Texas now, so what's the best the Big Ten can do? How do they get to 16 their own way?
All right, so if we're dismantling the Big 12.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, they're left by the side of the road.
Right? We're agreeing with that, okay?
Yes.
So you need two teams. Okay, so here's my two.
Yeah,
okay,
and
we're not calling. I don't care about geography because that's thrown out the window.
Out the window when you have West Virginia and the Big 12, right? They throw it out the window.
And I don't think Notre Dame is going to go.
Right, they insist on being part of the ACC.
Okay, so here we go. You ready? It doesn't make sense geographically at all.
Stoney, just lay it on us.
Oklahoma State.
There we go.
To piss Oklahoma off, too. They lose that rivalry.
Nothing says Big Ten football like Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Hey, you know what? You know, I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm 40. Barry Sanders. Come on. The history.
There we go. Cunningham.
Basketball. Exactly.
Kate
Cunningham. You got that. And the other one's Baylor.
They're
national champions in basketball.
They got a brand new football
stadium. They got a great football program. Look, they've had their issues. Obviously, we know about the Dave Bliss years in basketball and all that crap. But if you want to go high profile, okay, Oklahoma State, Stillwater's not a huge market, but you would have the Tulsa market for the Big Ten Network, which is not huge, but it's better than, I don't know, Ames, Iowa.
Well, that
and the other one, you know, Baylor, you're in Texas. you know, that's not
bad.
That's
a great point. You're putting the Big Ten Network, if it's not already there, in Houston, Austin, and Dallas.
Yes.
And Fort Worth and San Antonio, because Baylor's pretty much right in between all those.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, okay, we just talked about how they made the call for TV markets before. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they wouldn't do it again, but can they please consider adding some legitimate football brands if they're going to do this?
Well, Baylor's a legitimate football
brand. No, Baylor counts, but I just don't like the reasons being, well, we want to get into the markets. That can be a secondary reason.
Now, I know Oklahoma State, you know, they're not great. They lost to Central Michigan one year, right?
That's right. Yep, exactly.
Yes, let's go to Anthony in Auburn Hills. You're 97 on the ticket.
Good morning, guys. Hey, a couple of things. That's a great question that you guys are throwing out here. But what if we brought Kansas into the Big Ten along with Iowa State? So you've got those two powerhouses for basketball and football. So Iowa State for the football aspect of it against Iowa. You've got Kansas for basketball with Michigan State and Michigan playing against those teams on a regular basis. I mean, Kansas would no longer be running the conference at that point.
Now, and Kansas, they have a lot of, obviously, Kansas City and St. Louis people are.
I just can't imagine.
KU's got a big alumni following in the Midwest. Look, hey, you bring Kansas in, you're right. For basketball, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, but
and there you go. You have Michigan and Michigan State get gimme wins. Another win for Harbaugh against a team that sucks.
By the way, I do have a question regarding Harbaugh with Media Days today. If we can get into it in the 9 o'clock hour, okay. That'd be good. But it's funny. Yeah, let's lower the bar, find some teams Michigan and Michigan State can be. Imagine having a conference with Rutgers and Kansas football. That's what the Big Ten would. They would have Kansas and Rutgers football under that scenario.
Well, let me ask you this. Is that much worse than, it's a little worse, but Vanderbilt in Missouri?
Hey, guys, so I was talking to you in the break, and I think what's going to happen here is it's going to be 64 teams,
right.
Four 16-team conferences in Notre Dame. And they're going to let Notre Dame say, hey, you can play your Army and Navy, but the rest have to be Power 4 teams, the new Power 4. I think it's going to go down to, I think West Virginia and Texas Tech will go to the ACC, Oklahoma, Texas, SEC, Iowa State, Baylor, Big Ten, and then OSU, KU, KSU, and TCU, Pac-12.
That's possible, yeah.
What you're going to have is basically a North, South, East, and West.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many teams make the playoff?
12. That's the
that's what it is right now. I know.
So if you wanted to, you know, amend it, you'd go four conference champions, and then the rest would be at large, right?
Yeah.
Top two in each conference. You make your championship game, you get in.
Yeah, but then you devalue the championship game if both teams are already
correct.
In.
And then you're only having, that completely devalues the championship.
It's a straight top 12, maybe, the playoff, the final CFP rankings.
Why do you have to go to the Pac-12? Could you pull from the ACC? Could you go for a VaTech?
But if you're going to be 4-60, so where are they going to go? And not that the Big Ten should care.
No, the Big Ten shouldn't care. The Big Ten needs to look out for itself right now and find the two best. VaTech's a real football brand.
Yes.
That would make sense.
I'll say this right now, as we're just talking openly about this. I would be shocked if this happens that Baylor is not in the Big Ten because of the Big Ten Network.
Yeah, Baylor and Oklahoma. Actually, Kansas, kind of because of their alumni, makes a lot more sense than Oklahoma State, I think. Baylor and Kansas. There we go. We settled it. Doesn't do much for football in both, but it certainly makes the basketball conference even stronger, right?
I mean, you know, it does. I just, as a college football guy, there's no countering Oklahoma and Texas. No matter what two teams we come up with, we're going to be underwhelmed when you look at the brands that are going to be down south.
Brands, but Baylor's had a better program than Texas the last decade.
Oh, yeah. Again, I don't get this from a Texas standpoint because they already are rolling in money. They already have their own network. The only missing piece for Texas is, you know, wins on the football field, and I think joining the SEC only makes it harder for them. But
all right, here's some ticket text. The Big Ten should have taken Oklahoma before. The interesting thing about this is that they're not requiring Oklahoma State to come with them. That would make it more than 16. That's the deal. But yes, that's what we said. Oklahoma and Texas, they should have been in the Big Ten before Rutgers and Maryland. And I know the TV and the Big Ten Network.
But this is the brilliance of the SEC.
Yes.
I call bull on these two teams reaching out to them. The conference reached out to them.
Probably. I don't know. The Big Ten's never proactive. I think this is really about trying to get the best deal they can with the Pac-12. Who?
Texas, Oklahoma instead try to go to the Pac-12?
No.
No.
They don't want to go to the Pac-12.
That's the worst conference to be.
The Big Ten should go to 18 teams. Go get Tennessee, Kentucky, Kansas, and Notre Dame. Why not go after the SEC?
Take their weak links away?
You think Kentucky's going to leave the SEC?
No way. Do you think Tennessee's going to leave the SEC?
So much of their identity is the South. They're not going to be in the conference up here.
Let's go to 20, the Big Ten.
Yes.
Times two.
West Virginia is now going to be scrambling to join the ACC.
Who's
going to
be in the leaders and who's going to be in the legends?
You put the original Big Ten in one division. You put the others in the next.
So which one's leaders and which one's legends?
The originals and the others.
There you go.
You know, you got the SEC. They're coming out saying, yeah, we don't care about COVID. If the team has it and can't play, oh, well, they forfeit. You know, they're out in front of things. They're doing this. Meanwhile, the Big Ten's still trying to decide if they're going to play this year.
Big Ten's trying to figure out a lot of things. All right, we're talking about the Big Ten on what they should do to answer the SEC, who's going after Texas and Oklahoma, or Oklahoma and Texas going after them, whichever way you look at it, it doesn't make a difference. They're going to go to 14, and are going to go to 16. We're going to have four super conferences with 16, and Big Ten has 14. What two would you like to see the Big Ten get? Angelo in Detroit, what's up?
Hey,
Big Ten.
Hey, what's going on? What they should do to answer. So this is my thought. You just mentioned it, Stoney, a minute ago, that the Big Ten is never proactive. Like, what they should do, this is what they should do. If Oklahoma has already expressed a desire, they want to get out, go court Oklahoma. Make the deal sweet so that you have Texas and Oklahoma trying to get into the SEC as a package deal. Make Oklahoma feel like they're the prettiest girl in the room. Go get Oklahoma. And how you supplement that is you can add in Kansas, and then you go get Kentucky, and you drop Rutgers, because Rutgers adds no value. Don't talk to me about the New York market.
Well, no, but
Rutgers adds no value. And then you have a premier basketball conference as well as a powerhouse football.
Angelo,
as well.
First of all, on the Rutgers deal, you do realize, because look, I agree, unless you went to Rutgers, nobody cares about Rutgers in the New York area. But if you live in the New York area, the Big Ten Network is on basic cable.
Yeah, but hold on. Sorry. Do people care about college football in New York?
But they care
Period.
About
no.
Period. They bet on things. People watch.
I know, but the
but
brand.
But you have enough alums all over the New York, you know, with all the Big Ten schools, that having the Big Ten Network in cities like New York.
Think about it this way, though. Like, think about it this way. You will get ESPN fawning all over you, or you know, all the networks will be fawning all over to premiere your games. Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan State, like.
But why would Kentucky leave the SEC
to join this basketball powerhouse that could be created in the Big Ten, on top of the football powerhouse that'll be created with adding Oklahoma?
But they rule Kentucky basically. This year was an exception. They rule the SEC anyway. Why would they want to give that up? I don't understand that. To be quite honest with you. All right, here's some more. What about Cincinnati?
Small potatoes. They're good right now,
yeah.
But that doesn't feel like a big enough move.
Everybody wants to get rid of Rutgers, which I understand, but...
Because, Stoney, put it this way. Is the SEC dying to get the New York market? Are they adding Syracuse? No! They don't care if they're in the New York market or not. Why is the Big Ten so concerned with being in the Big Ten, or the New York market?
Because the money of the Big Ten network, that the money that it brings in, that's why. No Baylor, honestly. If the Big Ten is going to just throw out all the rules for letting someone in, they need to go international and grab a Canadian school. Suddenly Big Ten is not only a Midwest brand, it's a national brand in Canada. I'll tell you, the hockey program in the Big Ten will probably go up. If Oklahoma State came to the Big Ten, I would jump on that bandwagon immediately. If the Big Ten is looking to expand and Notre Dame won't join, I see them going for Iowa State and Pitt. That makes somewhat sense, too. Pittsburgh is a big market. But you also have a lot of Penn State fans there as well, so they're already getting the Big Ten Network, but the rivalry would be good. Add Pitt and Iowa State as well. Goodbye, Big 12. Big Ten should poach West Virginia and Kansas. Basketball-wise, it would be insane. It would, basketball-wise, but we're only thinking football, a lot of us.
Chris, well, that's the thing. The basketball, you would become the SEC of basketball if you're not already. You're not already because you don't win national championships.
Right.
But... I mean, from a product and a depth standpoint.
And now's the time because the ACC, Krzyzewski's done after this year. Chris at work, the Big Ten should pick up Louisville and Memphis. Well, Louisville's in the ACC. I don't know if they're willing. You know, they might. I don't know. Memphis is interesting. Penny Hardaway, the head coach. But their football team is not very good.
You know, the thing about this, though, is just it's just another nail in the what we're calling it would be the Power Four. you know, eventually.
Yeah.
That they're just another nail in the other schools' coffins in terms of being left out.
What do you think they're thinking in Pac-12 land? They just got a new commissioner. I mean, because the old commissioner was horrible. Hey, if you don't care about geography, you really want to start a buzz, go poach USC and UCLA and call it a day.
And USC and Oregon.
Yeah. But I don't see Oregon and US. I don't see them giving up the UC. Well, they can still play each other, but I don't see them doing it. But
if you got UCLA and USC, the Pac-12 network would be dead.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's what's holding that conference together is the Pac-12 network in the L.A. market.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear him every afternoon here with Mr. Valenti. He is the one, the only, Rico Beard. What's up, Rico?
Stoney.
Yo.
Cookie. Go. Hey, what's going on?
We're good.
Guys, you, Cookies, let me help you out. I'm listening to you on my morning walk. Rutgers is a bad football team. Not great in basketball. What? Rutgers means the Big Ten Network is on the basic cable package. It's why the Big Ten didn't go broke last year when they had half the games that they played. Big Ten Network cut each school a check for $30 million. Rutgers is about the money. And I know it's not a sexy team, but if you get rid of Rutgers, who doesn't like making money? And the Big Ten definitely wants to make money. That's why they're in there. I know everybody, who cares about it? New York doesn't care. Syracuse is not the New York City market. Syracuse is a different market. Big Ten Network is on in New York. And here's the thing, for people who say they don't care, it's just like right now, you probably have Lifetime on your basic cable package. You don't watch it, but you still pay for it. You're going to pay for the Big Ten Network regardless.
That's why
Rutgers and Maryland are in the league. The Big Ten did have foresight. They didn't bring great teams. They went for the money. That's why the Big Ten Network is better than the SEC Network and the Pac-12 Network.
Rico, it's also why they get their ass kicked anytime. I mean, that's why the SEC is the best football conference, because they didn't worry about markets. They worried about winners, good programs, success. Because ultimately, winning teams draw more eyeballs than losing teams.
SEC Network failing, Big Ten Network winning.
I don't know the SEC Network's failing.
It is money-wise because they're not in big markets.
Right. Tuscaloosa ain't bringing in the eyeballs like Philly, like D.C.
So what you're telling me is they'd swap us if we offered them a trade. We'll give them Rutgers, and they'd give us somebody. Because there's no way they'd want Rutgers in their conference. No way that a self-respecting conference would put Rutgers in their conference.
Yeah, you do for the money. It's why Northwestern was in the Big Ten. They weren't good, but they were smart. So they improved the overall GPA of the Big Ten. Everybody in there is not. Think of Rutgers as the guy who picks up the animal carcasses on the road. It's a job you don't want, but somebody's got to do it. You don't want that dead deer rotting outside your place for 3 months, do you? No, somebody has to come and do it. That's Rutgers.
Rico.
And by the way, there's a very good chance Rutgers beats both of our teams this season in football, okay?
Yeah, well, I saw that last year, Stoney.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And it was pretty close to them beating Michigan, too. Triple overtime.
Right. Rico, which two teams would you add?
The two teams that I would add, I would probably go after. I mean, I like what you said about Baylor, if you want to get into the Texas thing. I like Kansas. I mean, the guy that's with me on the show, you know, he's like, oh, they're not big enough. And I keep telling him, don't be short-sighted. Don't think of, well, this team is good now. You know who was good 10 years ago? Oklahoma State, Arkansas, Boise State. They were all in the top 10.
Plus, Kansas has huge alumni throughout the Midwest and some in the East Coast, too. And you're talking St. Louis and Kansas City markets. Decent-sized markets for the Big Ten Network. And
right.
Hoops.
And who's to say that a coach can't come to Kansas and turn things around?
History. History says that. But I get your point.
But if Matt Campbell's doing it at Iowa State, they can find their own Matt Campbell, right?
If you get the right coach, you can turn it around.
I saw it at my school. Never thought D'Antonio would take Michigan State to the height that he did. But he did.
I'm with you there.
So, yeah. For every year, it was the same old Spartans. But you know what? For 3 years, they were one of the teams on the top of the college football pyramid.
Yeah, the problem with Kansas football, and I can say that being a fan of what I'm about to say, they went and got a Michigan man. That's their problem.
Well, that and they don't have enough West Bloomfield kids, Stoney.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
boy.
Well, they got one on the transfer.
That's true.
That's right. They did. Cornell Wheeler's going to West. Thank you very much, Rico. Listen to Rico and Mike every day. And today, following Red Hot Tiger Baseball.
Mm-hmm. See, this is what Rico is dead on. It just, it's TV, TV,
yes.
TV, guys. And I know, Jim, you don't like it from a competitive standpoint, but it's the same thing as why are the Giants and Bears when they suck on TV on Sunday night and Monday night football?
Tom, it's the same thing where people tell you the ratings are down for the NBA Finals. It was good basketball. I liked watching it. Why do I care what TV networks make what money? I'm a fan. I want to see good football. I want to see the best games on TV, not games that feature the Scarlet freaking Knights.
But it's all about money first.
I know.
But we're trying to teach the youngsters the way it is.
The old, save that
the
for
old
tomorrow.
Guy has to teach them once in a while. I learn from the young. The young sometimes learn from their elders.
Oh, boy. You know, in the end, what you're going to have here is four conferences, ACC, and they all have TV networks. So everybody's going to get these networks on their cable packages, probably. It'll probably be a little bit of a premium, not your basic. And then you've got four major networks. TV networks. So, you know, the ABC, CBS, all of them, and they're all going to have one of these conferences. See how it's so coming together. It's gluing together.
So then don't worry about the TV market. Just get the best brands, get the best football schools. You'll end up on one of the networks anyway.
True, but in the end, you can still make more money this way. These conference TV networks are going to explode. That's what I'm seeing out of this.
You're right. By the way,
it's already good, but it's going to get bigger.
By the way, how did you get the nickname Cookies?
I've told this story on all the other shows.
Okay.
But if you want like the condensed version of it. So I noticed my neighbor had been doing some lawn work. He'd been mowing
my front lawn. Okay, I heard. Okay.
And the way I repaid him was some cookies. And Mike thought it was the most wholesome story in the world. So Jimmy Cookies it is.
Jimmy Cookies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.